A long time ago, over at a podcast, not very far away at all.
We can't play more than like 3 seconds of that song without it being like parody. Sorry, fair use doesn't exactly save us from that. Please forgive us, John Williams. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched the trailer for The Last Jedi that came out on October 9th, you shouldn't listen to this episode. And frankly, if you don't plan on watching that trailer, you really shouldn't listen to this episode. As my friend Nico put it, some people just don't want to see anything else from The Last Jedi until that title crawl comes going across the screen. And I respect that. But for those of you who did watch the trailer and want to get to that sweet, sweet breakdown, this one's for you. Anyway, you're listening to a new and exciting short bonus episode of Sneaky Geek.
Hey everybody, my name is Bryce Rankins, and this is Brian Romero.
You're way too calm. Did you not see that trailer?
We just watched
Holy
the Star
balls,
Wars trailer.
That was nuts.
I can't believe you didn't peek on that. We just watched the Star Wars trailer. It was amazing. Then we watched it again. And again, and again. Yeah. And then we paused it, like, every five seconds.
It's going again. Let me pause it again.
Well, okay. So, welcome to a very special, very quick, very detailed analysis of the Star Wars trailer on our very, very quick Sneaky Geek interim podcast. We'll still be here on Thursday. Don't you worry about that. But we are launching this right now because we are just too...
Holy crap.
Too damn excited about this goddamn trailer. So let's just go straight to
We're going through it.
We're
going
to go through scene
Even
by scene.
Even though you've seen it many times already, maybe if we miss stuff, let us know. Maybe we'll
please tweet
stuff.
The heck out of us for this. Okay, so here we go. First shot. We open up with Kylo Ren looking out across what's clearly the inside of
a big-ass Star Destroyer.
Big-ass Star Destroyer.
Which I'm thinking is Snoke's Super Mega Star Destroyer. I think it's actually called the Mega Star
Destroyer. Mega Star Destroyer.
Super Star Destroyer. Is that what's on there?
It's Mega Star Destroyer.
Mega Star Destroyer.
But it is called Supremacy, which is so freaking metal. But before we geek out too far on that, let's talk. We got, in the background, we've got AT-ATs for sure. You can see by their feet.
The regular old school
AT-ATs. Old school. It looks like possibly some AT-M6s, which...
Which are the new, fancy, more metal, badass versions.
The first time I think we saw those was...
In a toy a couple months ago.
The Toy Day, when Big Star Wars Toy Day came out. We're looking out over some cool-ass shit, and Snoke's talking, and he says...
When I found you, I saw raw, untamed power.
So the question is, who is he talking to? So then we cut to, what planet is this, Brian?
This is Crait.
Crait. Not to be confused with the Crait Dragon, KOTOR fans. No. Crait with a C. Crait with a C is the planet that is white with the red clay crystal stuff.
You saw in the last trailer.
Came up in the teaser trailer, for sure.
And it came out with
this
trailer.
And those are absolutely AT-M6s, except for a couple of AT-ATs, which are remarkably smaller in comparison.
Yeah. Did you not see that there's
six back or so
in between a few of them? And it's huge difference.
Yeah, huge difference. These new AT-M6s are massive, okay? Like everything else that's there. And flying above them is Kylo Ren's Imperial Transport, which is super cool. And they walk in, and there's what look to be possibly either snowtroopers or maybe flametroopers. Probably snowtroopers, given that there's snow all over.
Yeah, they all kind of look similar. Great. There's some sort of badass troopers
coming in with them. We then cut to Luke is still rocking his metal hand. Rey's busting out his old lightsaber, which was his father's before him. We cut to some Lucasfilm awesomeness. Yes, yes, yes. And we are back on Ahch-To.
Who knows how to pronounce it? Someone link us to something.
Seriously.
It's weird.
So he's getting his lightsaber back. It turns out he didn't hold his hand out there forever. Good news for Luke. That's got to ache even with the metal arm.
Seriously.
Then
he looks very surprised I'm getting it back.
And
like,
he's like, whoa, how did you find this? I dropped this at Cloud City like decades ago.
Yeah.
This should be on the Bespin floor. Hopefully we get an answer to how the hell Maz managed to find that. Then she's...
It's Rey, by the way.
It's Rey, yeah. Walking up what look like the same staircases from Ahch-To or Ahch-To or whatever. Yeah. But it's in, like, fog.
Cut back to another scene, which I think we saw in the teaser trailer. No, we saw it yesterday in the teaser for the trailer today. But the cool scene where Rey's doing some cool lightsaber moves.
Yeah, she's doing some saber training.
Luke is obviously standing there watching over her.
Yep. She's doing some training. She looks cool and whoa.
Oh, that's
and she holds
shot.
It. And then all of a sudden we see the ground crack. And clearly this is done, you know, by force, you know, by the force. Oh. And Luke looks down and he's like,
he's freaking out.
That's crazy. That's a little further than I thought this was going to be able to go. And you see the rocks floating around her hand and she's clearly going through her Yoda Dagobah phase. And then Luke says,
I've seen this raw strength only once before. It didn't scare me enough then. It does now.
And now he's scared shitless.
And there's this weird manhole cover on the ground with a strange symbol. And we don't know exactly what it is. It's obviously not a manhole cover, but there's right. like a circle with a definite pattern there.
I want to know what it is.
I
want to
know
now,
what it is.
Yesterday.
I want to know yesterday. Oh, so cool.
So Luke finishes saying like, oh, I've only seen this power once before and I wasn't scared, but now I am. Holy crap. And then we cut to possibly a flashback like we saw in Force Awakens where the little village was under attack by the Knights of Ren.
Right.
Kylo. But now we see a different shot of it. His hands coming through burning wreckage, which is freaking gnarly.
So then after that quick glimpse of something clearly burning down.
This looks like a similar shot from the Force Awakens. So it actually could be the same.
Might be the same scene. Yeah, he's next to R2. This might be the point where he puts his hand on R2.
But also interesting note is the place that's burning in the background looks very similar to some photos that were released a couple weeks ago of where Luke is staying on Ahch-To, whatever.
We'll get there eventually.
On the one place he's hanging out for forever, the buildings look very similar. So this could be another old Jedi temple.
It kind of looks like the Jedi temple from KOTOR. It's got a similar like architecture.
A little bit,
the one where there was a base that you live on that planet. You know what I'm talking about?
The one with the planet. When there's the Force there and
Shut
there's
up.
Jedi
the one,
training.
The one with
one?
The one with the Yoda species guy where you create your lightsaber. It looks like it's similar to that.
Oh, Dantooine.
Is that on Dantooine?
Yes, Dantooine.
Okay. Yeah, it looks similar to that kind of structure. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is an old Jedi temple. Plus, it's got that big tallness
right.
that you
so
see a lot in Rebels.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So anyways,
moving on. So then we...
Luke is still freaking out.
And then we
and
see
like,
Kylo Ren, and he's pissed, and he says...
Let the past die. Kill it.
And he's got this massive temper tantrum and he's smashing his helmet in. And then we cut to a big ass space scene. Heck yeah, space.
Yeah.
It looks like we have maybe a GR-75 medium transport.
Google it. It's
possibly.
Cool.
Or this could also be a Mon Calamari transport. So you
I'll
keep on watching.
It's a big ship. It's a Mon Cal cruiser.
Yeah, definitely Mon Cal cruiser as far. Because
we also see Kylo Ren's new Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer. His new TIE Fighter.
His new TIE Fighter. He's not that cool yet. He's cool, but he's not that cool
yeah.
yet. No. He's got his new TIE Fighter, which is called the TIE Silencer.
Yeah.
Which is sexy as hell.
Super sexy. Supremacy, TIE Silencer.
Like... The names on these are
And it's kind of reminiscent
so cool.
of Vader's personal TIE fighter.
And from the back view, it also looks like Darth Maul's ship.
Oh, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah it yeah. does. There's definitely harkening back to
kind
of
a Sith
design.
Of
yore.
Yeah. Oh, also what we noticed before, what I noticed, and what my good buddy Florence noticed, Kylo Ren has a fancy little metal Band-Aid going
Dude,
on
Dude, the
his
most
face.
Metal Band-Aid. He's got the harshest Band-Aid. It's
oh,
like...
It's so metal.
It's like the texture of... like a super metally looking laptop case,
yeah.
but it also kind of looks like KT tape.
Yeah, a little bit. So we see this space battle kind of starting up.
Yeah. If you look in the background, you can see that there is the Supremacy right there in the upper
right
corner.
Middle.
You check that shit. You see what that is? You see that? They're right in the middle. You wouldn't have even seen it if you hadn't paused
no.
it, you know, shot for shot like our
yeah, like
obsessive butts.
Many times. Flying through.
And he's launching. He's
There's
killing.
Explosions
There's
everywhere.
Bubbles all over the ship. So we know that this is probably a Mon Cal cruiser. And sure as shit, there's Mon Calamari right behind Leia as she's like, oh God.
I'm all worried.
And they're looking and they're right there. They're working frantically on ships. So there's clearly, they're on a Mon Cal cruiser.
Yeah.
And we're pretty damn positive.
Come back to Kylo Ren, who's looking all kind of freaked out and worried. And there's a nice little.
If you have to. The only way to become what you were meant to be.
Probably leading up to whatever he's going to do or not do, which they may or may not show in the trailer, because
right.
you know how they do in the trailers.
And then he's got his thumb on the trigger. He's clearly targeting the Mon Cal cruiser. Is he going to shoot? Isn't
he
going to shoot?
What's
he going to
do?
Oh, Leia's worried.
Oh, no.
And we cut to this December. And then suddenly we see the Millennium Falcon And I had a heartbreaking moment when I realized that Han Solo is not doing the fancy flying in there. Han Solo is dead. And I'm really sad about that. We're all pretty.
But hey, there's Chewie.
But there's Chewie and a Pog. Porg? Pog?
Porg.
There's a Porg, and it's going, rah, rah, and it's great.
So it's basically kind of the new cutesy Ewok looking thing. We'll
but
see what happens.
It doesn't look like it has nearly the influence that they did on any first battles against droids or any first battles against the Empire.
There's
it looks
already,
like they're
there's
just
already
cute.
Toys of them around. It's one of the big marketing pushes they've done already.
Yeah, because it's cute as hell. I want one in a plushie form, so please send that to my address if you know where I live. But also I want to point out that that ship is flying, the Millennium Falcon is flying through a crystal cave with a lot of red crystals, which looks like the side of the mountain that the opening shot was going toward, for sure. So I'm pretty sure that that cave, that crystal cave, is on Crate as well.
Yeah, makes sense. Same red color.
So now we cut to Poe Dameron on some sort of transport
or some sort of ship that's getting attacked.
He's not piloting though, so like, I mean, it's a small ship. Yeah, this is a small like little.
No, or it could be one of those big ships that they. I don't know if they announced the name of it, but they've shown pictures where it's. It kind of looks like a Mon Cal cruiser, but then there's a big old long. I don't know.
Could be, but if you
elevator
look at the ship
going
just
down,
before that, there's several. Of them, and they don't look that big.
True, but this could be a completely different shot and a completely different.
It could, because they've done this, and trust me, they've done this plenty. They're very good at the sneaky.
Did you not see that first trailer of Force Awakens? Yeah.
Yeah, we were all fooled.
So I'm thinking it's a bigger capital ship, and the command pod is actually down at the bottom, and the windows look similar to what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up. There's a few different pictures of it, either in toy form or just preview pictures they've done in the last couple weeks. But Poe is looking worried. And then we get a cool shot of his new X-Wing, which they announced that he upgraded himself and added a cool engine on the back, which is what we just saw.
It is super dope. And he's flying over some sort of, it looks like the Supremacy is what it looks like.
Yeah.
He's flying over that ship. So then we cut to Phasma and Finn fighting.
Yes.
And they're clearly on a you can see up at the top, there's all those TIE fighters there. They're likely also on the same ship that Kylo Ren was looking at, the same ship that all those soldiers were standing on. In the background, you see there's dead stormtroopers. There's live stormtroopers running around.
There's a lot of explosions.
There's a lot of explosions. There's a walking AT-ST, it looks like. Maybe it's damaged. And Finn's rocking riot gear baton.
His Imperial gear.
In his Imperial gear. Why is Finn in Imperial gear? He's clearly doing something, hopefully undercover, unless he's got some sort of weird amnesia, but I doubt that.
Yeah, who knows? Anyways, Phasma looks badass, and hopefully we get to see some legit scenes with her. I've been reading through the comic book that shows what happens after the trash compactor in Force Awakens and how she gets off the planet, and it's pretty legit. And I also read through the Phasma book, kind of gives her background and how she got into the First Order. So there's a lot of, again, it was kind of mad with the first movie, or Episode 7, where she was completely underused and went out with a dud. So hopefully this movie really gives her the spotlight and shows how badass.
And we know she's a damn good actor. So, I mean, her work on Game of Thrones is just fantastic. So I would love to see Phasma have a little bit more time, because she is clearly a badass. And I want whatever she goes through to have some serious conflict for her, not just, you know, these are my goals and you're getting in the way.
Exactly. More space battles. We get our first shot of BB-8.
As an astromech.
Yeah.
BB-8 is actually like rocking the astromech job instead of just rolling around going, wow. Which is really, really great.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that sound like that, some sort of weird ice cat kind of thing. Looks like kind of like the ice cats from the Empire Strike Back Super Nintendo video game. So I got excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're clearly covered in like some sort of crystals on this very crystally planet. And you can see there's those red crystally rock formations
probably
in the background.
Crate again.
Probably Crate again.
If you want to learn more on Crate, it actually appeared in the new Princess Leia book that was just out last month.
Leia,
Princess of Alderaan, thank you. But they visit the planet there in the book, and it's kind of a cool little background on some of the characters that will appear in The Last Jedi that are introduced there. Happens about 5-6 years before... Oh no, 3 years, because she turned 16 in the book.
Cool.
So 3 years before A New Hope. Lots of Bail Organa. Such a badass.
I love Bail Organa. He was so great in the Ahsoka book.
Anyways, back to the trailer here. So
yes.
You see the not Catalothal.
Yeah, also not the Lothal cat. And there's Leia chilling with another fabulous collar.
Kind of sad surprise.
And we've got Rey diving into some water.
And
Leia, by the way, was clearly on... was like looking out over a white surface, which was probably
possibly
Crate. Yeah.
Possibly the battle that was going on or about to start.
Yeah.
But now we get to the point in the trailer where things start going fast. Things start going quick.
So we've got Rey diving into some water, Luke being soaking wet, telling her that this isn't going to work the way she wants it.
This is not going to go the way you think.
Much in the same way that Yoda says, dude, don't leave or you're going to fall to the dark side, dog. Which he kind of did. You know, he was choking Jabba and et cetera, et cetera. Then we cut to Finn. And Finn's in Imperial gear. You can see, here's that shot we were talking about where you can see all the troops lined up. There are TIE fighters flying. There's TIE fighters hung up.
There's hundreds ATSTs. Of TIE fighters.
There's all sorts of troops.
This place is massive. It so is this is definitely huge. That mega Star Destroyer.
Yeah, I have never seen so many Imperial like walkers and ships in one place ever. In any shot on any Star Wars film or like extended thing.
Kind otherwise. Of besides that one shot in Episode 7 on the planet, on the Starkiller base.
I mean, you see signs of troops, but you don't see this many ships.
No, not this many ships.
Uh-uh.
Or transports. Troop transports.
Yeah, troop transports for sure-sies.
But all sorts of different stormtroopers. First order stormtroopers.
Then
cutting back to the battle crate. Explosions, some red dust flying up.
And those cool ships that drag along the dirt, whatever they are.
And then we see... Yeah.
Then we see Snoke.
One of my favorite shots of this whole thing, because we finally get to see this dude in action. He's been such a mysterious character.
He got a close-up of his face, and on the side, you can see he's wearing this kind of greenish-yellow, like, robe thing. And that greenish-yellow robe thing is the same color of whatever robe is holding Rey up as she is being tortured, essentially. Clearly, with the Force,
she's floating there. But the same dudes. It's probably the same shot. Same scene.
No, the robe's in the background. You can just see it as, like, it's likely he is wearing it.
Right.
And then it goes to black, and then we see Rey...
Well, we don't see it. We hear Rey talk.
Right, we hear Rey talk.
I need someone to show me my place in all this.
And then we see Rey, and she's side lit with some fiery sort of lighting. And then we have the same lighting on Kylo as he turns around, and she's saying, I need someone to guide me in all this. I need to know my place. And then you see Kylo Ren stick his hand out. His Band-Aid is gone.
Yeah.
And he's reaching out. But here's the thing.
Is that really the same lighting, though?
I don't think it's the same lighting.
I don't think
so. There's clearly fire falling all around him, as Clay pointed out when we were watching this earlier. Hers is completely side-lit.
Yeah.
His is flickering light in comparison to hers.
Right.
And hers is, while it's a little flickery, it's definitely lower as far as its source. If I had to guess...
Wait, how would you know all this light?
Because I do it for a living.
There we go.
I am a gaffer for a living. I'm not just making this crap up. I'm telling you, the light source is different. And sometimes filmmakers will choose to change lighting setups for two shots like this, or for individual one shots like this. But I'm sorry, these look like they're two different scenes. I think this is a massive red herring. I really, really do. This is how they get us. But then again, what if it's not? What if it's not a red herring? We don't even know.
And then there's that.
So... Whew. Okay. Yeah. Wow. He sticks his hand out, and then we see a Star Wars logo. Shock. It says The Last Jedi in between the word star. So it's Star The Last Jedi Wars. I don't even know how it's titled anymore.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it comes out December 14th
of December. Get your tickets. Get them. They went on sale yesterday. Make it happen.
We got our tickets.
We're going to the ArcLight.
Whoop.
And you should join us there. We'll see you at the movies.
I see what you did there.
All right.
Anyways... That was the trailer, and that was freaking fantastic. A lot of people were scared that it was going to be too spoilery because a lot of trailers these days have tended to be.
Rule number 4, you don't watch a trailer for a movie you're going to watch, you know you're going to see anyway. I, however, chose to break that rule today because I really wanted to do a podcast on it.
Yeah.
Like immediately. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it up. We were even going to make Clay watch it first in the other room. Then he turned it on.
I wasn't about to do that. I was going to watch it anyway. I don't know what the hell Bryce was talking about. He kept bumbling on about someone while trying to get the tickets. And I'm like, yeah, sure, Bryce, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm so glad. I sat down and watched it right in front of the TV like a little kid. My mother would have told me to back up if I had been 7.
And you would have gotten closer.
And I probably would have gotten closer. But you know what? Those are CRT TVs. It's different. We live in a different world now. Anyway, okay. So real quick, let's talk about impressions real quick because we got the time. Yeah. What do you absolutely want to see more of?
Snoke.
More Snoke.
More Jedi. More like old Jedi stuff. So in this trailer, we see Rey going into some cave looking thing. That was almost the same shot as in the teaser trailer. And we see somebody looking through some papers, some actual real papers of the old, the original Jedi symbol logo thing.
Gotcha.
Kind of showed a little bit
alluded
more there.
To some yeah. Knights of the Old Republic era, like Jedi, I mean, kind of stuff.
It's probably not Knights of the Old Republic.
Obviously, because that's not canon anymore.
Rest in peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, that trailer, though.
Yeah.
Like, overall, the explosions, I'm really excited about the space battles, because we didn't really get much of one in Force Awakens. A little bit here and there, but not a full-on crazy battle like you've done in the Battlefront games.
Okay, what's the craziest thing that you would... That doesn't seem like it's completely impossible, but, like, if it happened, you'd be like, oh, snap! In the movie, when it comes out.
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Tano. I love Ahsoka Tano. I would lose my shit if Ahsoka Tano showed up.
Yep.
For me, I want Force Lightning.
I want new Force powers. I'm sick of the Force choke.
I'm sick of
the Force levitation. And then whatever mind thing that Kylo Ren does. And it looks like Snoke is doing to Rey as well. Give me something new. Like, yeah.
All right, that's fair. Okay. I wouldn't mind seeing, like, Rey lose it because she doesn't have control over her powers and doing something beyond what she's supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing some dark side Force powers from Rey without her realizing just how bad they are.
Or if they are bad.
Or if they are bad, that's fair. Oh, man. Okay. Gosh. There's so much. Okay. Yeah. So we will be back on Thursday. We will totally be there with the second half of our Nintendo episode.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's a
then
good one.
Sometime next week or the next week after that, we'll touch on Star Wars one more time because we want to talk about Star Wars Rebels.
Rebels!
And then we will be back to your regularly scheduled programming about other geek things. But Star Wars is so huge right now, so I couldn't help it.
Yep.
So thank you very much. Good work, Brian.
Yeah.
That was a high five.
Hey guys, we'd love to hear your theories and we'd love to hear your thoughts. Please shoot us a tweet over at SneakyGeekPod on Twitter and be sure to subscribe to the podcast. May the Force be with you.